Welcome to this Netgear podcast. I'm Paul Landcor with podtech.net. And in this series of shows, we'll be talking to experts from Netgear about the various aspects of networking that small and medium-sized businesses find challenging, and we'll look at the options SMBs should be considering. Today's guest is Vivek Chugh, product line manager at Netgear. I asked Vivek to talk about the changing workforce and how that change is affecting customers' needs.
What we are seeing with our customers in our target market segment is that there is an increasing rate of people becoming more mobile in small and mid-sized businesses, which has always added to the complexity of offering remote access solutions to small and mid-sized businesses. We have had more and more customers come and tell us that, you know, we'd like to have an easier and simpler way for our mobile workforce to get remote access. Now, there are multiple reasons why small and mid-sized businesses have more and more mobile users, such as companies like yours. There are more and more people on the road. You have more targeted marketing. You have salespeople specifically in different geographical locations to address needs of the customers. You have different outsourced partners. You have different support partners and so on. So all of this essentially means that the traditional method of having a building and having everyone in the building no longer exists. You have a large number of employees who are more distributed, more remote, and our business customers and our small and mid-sized customers have continuously asked us for simpler ways of providing remote access to their mobile workforce.
And what are some of the hassles associated with solutions that had existed up to this time to provide that access to small, medium-sized business?
Sure, Paul. That's a very good question. We have had traditional solutions available, which were traditionally in the form of IPsec VPNs. IPsec VPNs have been there for quite a while. It's an RFC standard. There are multiple companies that offer that solution. Traditional IPsec VPN deployments, or IPsec VPN as such, traditionally was developed more for site-to-site connectivity, which was essentially if you have an office, let's say, in San Francisco, and you have another office in Los Angeles, IPsec VPNs essentially enable you to transfer information securely between two different sites. They weren't traditionally designed to provide remote access, which meant multiple users trying to get connectivity back to the main head office. So with traditional IPsec VPN solutions, what you will see and what you still see in the market is the fact that you have to have some form of a client on your machine, on your corporate laptop, whatever you use to get access to your corporate network. That VPN client needs to be configured, it needs to be managed, it needs to be troubleshooted. Every user has a different profile that needs to be added to the VPN client. And all of this adds to the complexity of offering a remote access solution. And also there's a cost factor involved because at the end of the day, you need to buy the client license. You need to configure every client, pay money to either your value-added reseller who manages your IT network, or your IT admin has to go out to different sites and make sure it's configured properly.
So there was a mobile workforce that needed a solution.
Correct.
For SMB.
Yes.
And there wasn't anything other than these generally larger enterprise solutions existing that have the hassles that you just outlined.
Yes.
So Netgear steps in.
Right.
And the solution?
Yeah. So we recently introduced a solution called as the Netgear ProSafe SSL VPN Concentrator. It's an SSL VPN solution. Now, SSL VPNs as a technology offer multiple advantages. First of all, SSL stands for Secure Sockets Layer. It's been a protocol that Netscape Communications developed in the mid-90s. The basic intent of the protocol was to provide secure electronic commerce transactions over the Internet. That was the basic premise of the protocol. It became some form of a de facto standard. A majority of the standard web browsers you see today, whether it be Internet Explorer, Mozilla, Firefox, or Apple Safari, as an example, do support SSL as a protocol for secure transactions over the Internet. What SSL VPNs did was that they took the security provided by this protocol and they extended it to provide you remote access. So the beauty of SSL VPNs is the fact that you can now use your standard web browsers to get access to your corporate network and your corporate resources. Now, what is the advantage of that? The key advantage of that is, first of all, you'll find browsers in every desktop, every laptop, PDAs. You have browsers across a wide variety of platforms. The second advantage is that you don't need to install a client in any of these platforms to get remote access, therefore saving you cost, time, and money, which is extremely important, especially with small and mid-sized businesses which have a limited IT budget. So the beauty of SSL VPNs was the ability to provide browser-based access to your corporate network.
So essentially, no additional client software is needed. This is a hardware solution to this.
Correct. So SSL 3.1.2, if you ever open the box, is a hardware-accelerated solution. If you pop the box open, if you buy one, you pop it open, you'll just find a PCB board with a big chip on it. And it's all hardware-based. There are no specific software-moving components. There's a reason why we were able to bring the form factor down to such a manageable form factor. And part of it was because of the fact that it's a hardware-accelerated solution which supports industry's key encryption algorithms, all that you typically see in IPsec VPNs in terms of protecting the privacy of your data, making sure there's no man-in-the-middle attacks, people trying to crack that data. All the key encryption algorithms have already been put into that box to allow secure communications between you as a remote user and your corporate network, because we are extremely sensitive to the privacy of data, and we understand, you know, there's a lot of privacy involved. So we have put industry strength encryption algorithms that allow a high level of privacy in the transaction.
And it's the same privacy concerns that exist doing any transaction using your browser.
Absolutely.
That was the reason this was developed, and that can be applied to this solution as
Absolutely.
Well.
Today, when you enter a credit card information, SSL as a protocol has gone through so much scrutiny, because if you're able to crack the protocol, then you're able to crack all secure transactions over the web. So when I say it's been well tested, it's a nice diplomatic way of me saying that, you know, a lot of hackers have tried to hack into it. A lot of people have tried to break into the protocol,
it's shown over time that it is a secure protocol.
And I would imagine that the fact that people are familiar with the use of their browser also makes this a very simple solution as well. We all know how to surf around on the web, and it's the same sort of solution for this.
Yeah, you hit right on, Paul, and that's one of the key benefits, that training isn't required, minimal training is required. So overall, the SSL 3.1.2 supports 25 concurrent users connecting into the network, which means that, you know, 25 people working remotely can simultaneously get access to their corporate resources. We have targeted this product to traditionally 100-person company in small and mid-sized businesses, primarily because we think that, you know, you have about 25% of the people working remotely all the time, therefore 25 concurrent users. And that's how we came up. However, that does not mean that larger enterprises cannot deploy this product. They can do that if they'd like to provide, you know, for example, branch office remote access. So I'm sure a large number of enterprise customers have a wide variety of branch office operations, and they can provide a level of remote access to their users.
And if I'm a listener and I'm interested in getting more information, if this sounds like a solution that would work for me, where should I go?
So if you'd like to get more information, you can go to http://go.netgear.com/SSLVPN, mm-hmm. or you can also find more information on netgear.com, which is www.netgear.com. So those are the two websites I'd recommend. The product is widely available. You can get it from your partner or your e-commerce website or whoever you'd like to buy it from.
Thank you, Vivek.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Vivek Chugg is Product Line Manager at Netgear. In our next podcast, so you've outgrown your unmanaged switches, but L2 and L3 switches are too much of an investment. What do you do?
It's a very viable alternative today, and the perfect solution really for small, medium businesses who cannot afford the overhead and the complexity that comes with layer 2 managed switches.
That's Sanjay Kumar, Product Line Manager at Netgear. Find out what he's talking about next time. For Netgear, I'm Paul Landcore.